Herzlich willkommen zum Seelentalk von Seelenfreizeit. Schön, dass du heute dabei bist. Mein Name ist Ursula, ich bin Medium für die Akasha-Chronik und die geistige Welt. Und in diesem Seelentalk begleiten mich Menschen für ein paar Minuten, die mich auf meinem Seelenweg inspiriert haben. Und heute Abend habe ich Nathanael bei mir. Welcome, Nathanael. Thank you for being
Thank you
here.
very much. Very nice to be here as well. Thank you for the warm invitation to be here with you today.
Thank you. I met Nathanael, well, met 3 years ago. I was at a concert in the church in Zurich. And it has blown me away. Since then, I'm probably asking all my friends, you have to come to one of the concerts from Nathanael, which I even can't say it is a concert. It's something you just have to be there for once. It isn't a usual concert. It's healing. It's deep feeling. Yeah, what is inside? You just came out yesterday with a new CD of yours, which is called Truth of Now. I was listening to the CD, to the music yesterday, and I was sitting here crying. And 5 minutes later, I was dancing in my apartment. And it was just so amazing. And I'm so happy to be here. And I want to give you the room to introduce yourself and just to tell us who you are.
So first of all, thank you very, very much. A few corrections before I forget. So this new album, it's called Together Alive.
Okay.
And it's the group, the trio, is called Truth of Now.
Oh, okay.
But doesn't really matter because the experience is the experience, and this is what matters. And it's together with two beautiful other musicians, Mitch Kuhn, he's a German pianist, and Dror Parker, that is a percussionist drummer from Israel. And this is like a really a blessing trio for us. So about myself, I have many hats, many layers, that every time I put something on me. So I'm first of all a musician. Before I'm a musician, I'm a human being, a student of life. I'm a writer. I released one book. The second one is coming. I love praying and I love music. So in a way, I created alternative spaces to join people from different faiths and religions, men, women, sometimes even children, to come together and to pray and to sing, and mostly to connect through the music and prayer. I also accompany ceremonies, life ceremonies, also death ceremonies, people who are on their way out, that they know they're on their way out. What else? I'm a tiller of the soil. I work the land. The land for me is the one of the biggest teachers, the earth, the nature. I'm married to Anva. And I travel the world, bringing this this present of coming together through prayer, singing, and music. Probably I forgot some things, but all the time we put something upon us and then we let it go. So this is who I am now. This is my clothes now. Yeah.
I know you're not calling your concerts concerts. What name do you give those healing evenings?
So also that I play it with it. I think for now I call it soul singing ceremony, ceremonies. And in a way, it's a ceremonial concert, if I have to merge this within this. Because in the end, I want to give the people opportunity also to come to a concert, let's say. Okay, they just want to hear music and to enjoy the surface, okay? And but it's mainly a ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big, big difference, because in a ceremony, one person decides to enter into a different space. So it's not only me responsible, let's say, or performing for the people. People themselves choose to come inside the space. And that already, from this small step in, without even knowing where it will take to, something starts to work within the system. So all of us are souls before the human, even before the flesh, the body. And it's souls, it's like a soul gathering singing together. Yeah.
That's definitely how it feels, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What drives you about your work?
Oh, what drives me? Truth and honesty.
Mm-hmm.
I see the impact and the transformation that our people are going through, and me myself as well. It's a calling. It's a trying to put inside words, trying to catch water inside my hand. It's a bit difficult to explain it. It's like this is the passion of my soul. So I don't think it's me driving some what drives me in. It's just driving through me, and I'm learning not to interfere, and not to interfere. It just to listen, to act. To learn this river, that it probably started much long time before me, and I'm just opening for it to continue also after me, and to do my best now into it.
Do you have a feeling? Why are you on Earth right now? You just mentioned a few things. Big questions, I know.
Wow, a huge question. To offer healing, to connect people to God, to the spirit, whatever you believe in, it doesn't matter. To remind us as humans the connection we have together beyond all the separations. I think this is a lot already.
Yeah, I feel about the same. It's reminding human or their spirit soul to come over the separation you just said, and just feel that everything is connected, that we are all one, and just the thoughts are separating us from each other. And that's what I feel when I'm with you on a ceremony. It's like everybody is dancing at the same moment, and a few minutes later everybody's crying. And it's just, I remember the last time when I came out of the ceremony, I went back into this world, and it was just like, okay, I just want to keep it in my body, and just want to keep it in my soul, and it's still in there. And that's, yes, you're giving definitely a lot of healing.
Mm.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, you said it very, very, very nicely and correct. Like most, we talked a bit before about this places that people are really feeling alone these days. Alone with so many emotions, because it's really so much overwhelming, all these emotions that are triggered and overflowing. And what do we do with it? And is someone else also experiencing it as me? And then I'm just like, I'm putting it down and suppressing it, and it's fine because it's this is what we know. It's really okay. This is what we've been taught. But we have to realize it. And then when like you said, someone wants to starts to cry and another one starts to cry and someone shares that what he's going through and another one is also sharing it, and then I'm not alone. And maybe we're more closer than we think. And things start to melt. It takes time, but things start to melt. And afterwards, you can walk on the street, like you said, and you can see someone. And maybe just for 1 second, you can see beyond all the dressing, all the what you see. For 1 second, you can connect with this soul. And one thing between you and you, and then something starts to melt within us. And that's the what I'm aiming for, but very simple and very in a breathful way, in a humble way, trying to.
You're doing good.
Thank you.
How do you feel the energy of the world at the moment? How do you feel them, of
First
nature,
of
of
all,
Earth, of the world?
I feel it. And maybe in this moment, we can just, me and you together, can just for 20 seconds, we can just be in presence and maybe even in silence or with a whisper, or I don't know, just to hold it together, me and you, and to feel it.
I think we can do that.
For me, it feels like a volcano that was bubbling for many, many years, and it started to explode outside. And it's happening for many years, exploding each time in a different place on Earth. And I'm for sure we. In a way, we experience natural volcanoes and tsunamis and hurricanes. And then we just say, okay, it is what it is. What we can do, we can pray, we can, yeah. But what happens when it's a human tsunami? Or I would even say underhuman. A brutal hurricane that comes. So the first thing I want to put here is that it's painful and I feel a lot of sadness. And as my heart is broken to many, many pieces, and I try to. And I think I succeed in it, but it's not all the time easy to really separate within the pieces what is, I'm saying, good or bad, or a complicated, or all the complex emotions as surviving horror, hatred, rage, anger, sadness. So to separate this to pieces also that are still very alive within me, that are about love, about goodness, about joy, about pleasure, about all the beauty of this world that is, in a way, like the sky containing all, also the destruction, and also the growth in the same heart within me. It's complicated. It's super, super complicated. I feel that all these events happening these times, and I'm very delicate here. It's super delicate, these words. But I forgot what I wanted to say. I went into the delicate. My line cut. It happens to me a lot these days.
I know what you mean.
It's very,
And
it's very.
sometimes it's hard to find the words as well. And it's what I feel at the moment, it's important to feel the abundance we have. Because sometimes we just like, oh, I don't can't have this. I'm missing that. I should do this or that. And at the end, there's so many things which are already good, which we have, which where we should be thankful for.
But I want to, not but, on the side of it, I want to say something I remember now.
Good.
Everywhere now, people are triggered a lot, a lot, a lot with things that we probably haven't dealt with in the past, or emotions that we didn't process yet in our life. Okay. And now they're like, pop, everything is triggered and everything is floating into the surface in front of our faces. And before I go into this abundance that you're talking about, that it's true and it's legitimate, I want also to offer to myself and to people this, it's okay. Whatever you're going through now, it's okay. All the emotions, all, everyone, I would even say an emotion of revenge, the emotion as itself, not the action of it, but the emotion, it's fine. It's normal in a situation, in an unnormal situation. And now it's unnormal from all sides, from all the sides. It depends where we are inside the, we have this rock inside the river and there's ripples. Each one is in a different ripple now. When the what happened in Ukraine, I was in a forest ripple. Okay, I didn't really feel it inside me. But now, when it's more closer, I really feel it. And it's tough emotions. But in a way, really to let ourselves feel all the diversity of emotions. If they're here, they're here. And to let them be, as well the abundance, as well to see the good and the beauty and the gratitude for what we have. And at the same time, let ourselves scream, cry, shake, whatever needs to be releasing from us, from through us outside. Otherwise, we'll continue suppressing it and we'll come to the same place. And I'm very, it's like this, like my own private, this is my own private way to see it. Each one today sees it differently. And if we can allow to hear each one, it will be a really good deep work for us as humanity. So it's a complex, complicated, very delicate Yeah, maybe life itself. It's not what we thought, and now it's expanding.
And we are all in it.
We are holding it. Yeah, definitely.
I sometimes feel like I love to look at the sign of yin and yang and to see we need both. Both needs to be on a level and not just to be happy about the happy times, but to embrace when I'm not having such a good day and saying it is okay, it's a part of myself as well. I think that is very important.
We have been learned from childhood, from societies, from religions, politics, everything, all the systems, yeah, to only work with the love, the joy, the beauty, the nice. But this is only half of the game here.
It
And
is.
now the world is showing us the other half. But all the time to hold also the other half altogether, that this circle can really start moving. And we're not used to it. And it's here. The complex is here now.
So we are the light. That's a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah, what guidance would you give to another soul on their journey?
First of all, that wherever you are now and what you are going through, it's really okay. Whatever you're going through, it's really fine. Maybe it's painful, maybe it's joyful. It's really okay. Yeah. And I would say one other thing. Imagine ourselves like a tree. And this tree is rooted inside itself in the earth. And it has many branches. And there's one branch, many voices, yeah, of beauty, love, a bit like we talked before now. Maybe even new branches that are coming now inside our life. We can call them rage, sadness. Another one is compassion. Another one is childness. And we have these many. And now, when something very overwhelming is coming, sometimes we seem to fall only by only one branch. We fall now into the rage or something. But it's super, super important to remember the full tree we are, that we can really hold the same time. This yin and yang, you said, we hold the love now can hold the rage, and it lets the rage do fly crazy. But we're holding it together to remember all the time, all the diversity we are, and to nourish as much as we can the branches that are good now, that are alive now, to nourish consciously, physically, emotionally, to really take responsibility on what we nourish ourselves these days. What do we our senses are our antenna. It's not that we see something, but it also goes inside us. It's a two ways direction. Our ears, the same. The smell, the taste is the same. It's two ways direction. And to really take responsibility on our nourishment. And then this tree would be really be strong here. Doesn't matter which waves will come, this tree will be nourished. But the basic is you're a beautiful tree as you are. It's okay what you're going through now. Yeah.
What a nice picture. What a nice picture of the tree. Yes, thank you. Is there a daily quote or a mantra you use? for yourself?
I have many mantras, many prayers with me. But I wake up every morning, with a prayer, and it says, "Thank you, beautiful spirit, a lively spirit that exists, for returning my soul back in compassion. Thank you for trusting me." And I say it again and again and again and again. In a way, to every breath that I take, I realive my soul within me. So to start the day with gratitude, to end the day with gratitude, it's one of the biggest gates on earth, maybe even in heavens, but I don't remember.
We will know soon enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel the same. It's gratitude I have every day and every morning, and being thankful for another beautiful day on this earth, and we're going asleep again. Yes.
And you know, there's many people that it's difficult for them to see it like this big, but I really offer them even to see like very small steps, like really to see, like, I don't know, it could be super small that I can see now, okay? Or I can breathe, or thank you for a bird I heard. And it could be step by step, but to hold the flame of life within us. Yeah.
Yeah, what an amazing sentence to end our soul talk. Thank you very much for being with me, Netanel.
Thank you, Ursula. Pleasure, pleasure.
Thank you.
Have a
Yeah.
beautiful, beautiful time and days and wow.
You too. And I will see you on Thursday.
Yeah.
Just gonna finish in German, um euch noch ein paar Informationen weiterzugeben, weil der Netanel ist für ein paar Konzerte in Europa. Du kannst ihn eben am nächsten Donnerstag, am 2. November in Zürich sehen, am 3. November in Genf. Du kannst dich auch für den Newsletter bei Universal Sounds anmelden, damit du keine Konzerte per se von Mantra Sängen verpasst. Nathaniel wird noch in Berlin sein, in Darmstadt, Prag und Belgien. Also du kannst ihn gerne auch da besuchen. Und ich würde mich freuen über ein Like zu diesem Video oder abonniere gleich den Kanal, damit du keinen Seelentalk mehr verpasst. Danke, dass du dabei gewesen bist und bis bald.